理课堂听 class.com。
Sunny did not reply, but her siblings were not alarmed because they imagined it was difficult to say much when you had a mouthful of wool. So Violet and Klaus merely sat on their net and continued to call up encouragement to their baby sister. Had Sunny been able to climb and speak at the same time, she might have said, "Sorried," which meant something like, "So far so good," or "Yaff," which meant, "I think I've reached the halfway point." But the two older Baudelaires heard nothing but the sound of her teeth, inserting and detaching themselves in the dark, until Sunny triumphantly called down the word, "Top!" "Oh, Sunny," Klaus cried, "you did it!" "Way to go," Violet called up. "Now, go get our makeshift rope from under the bed, and we'll climb up and join you." "Canbar!" Sunny called back, and crawled off. The two older siblings sat and waited in the darkness for a while, marvelling at their sister's skills. "I couldn't have climbed all the way up this passageway," Violet said, "not when I was Sunny's age." "Me neither," Klaus said, "although we both have regular-sized teeth." "It's not just the size of her teeth," Violet said, "it's the size of her courage, and the size of her concern for her siblings." "And the size of the trouble we're in," Klaus added, "and the size of our guardian's treachery. I can't believe Esme was scheming together with Gunther the entire time. She's as ersatz as her elevator." "Esme's a pretty good actress," Violet said comfortingly, "even though she's a terrible person. She had us completely fooled that Gunther had her completely fooled. But what was she talking about when she said, 'Ta-da!'" Sunny called down from the sliding doors. "She has the rope," Violet said excitedly. "Tie it to the doorknob, Sunny, using the devil's tongue." "No," Klaus said, "I have a better idea." "A better idea than climbing out of here?" Violet asked. "I want to climb out of here," Klaus said, "but I don't think we should climb up. Then we'll just be at the penthouse." "But from the penthouse," Violet said, "we can get to Veblen Hall. We can even slide down the banisters to save time." "But at the end of the banisters," Klaus said, "is the lobby of the building, and in the lobby is a doorman with strict instructions not to let us leave." "I hadn't thought about him," Violet said. "He always follows instructions." "That's why we've got to leave 667 Dark Avenue another way," Klaus said. "Dittimu," Sunny called down, which meant something like, "What other way is there?" "Down," Klaus said. "That tiny room at the bottom of the elevator shaft has a hallway leading out of it, remember? It's right next to the cage." "That's true," Violet said. "That must be how Gunther snatched the quagmires away before we could rescue them. But who knows where it leads?" "Well, if Gunther took the quagmires down that hallway," Klaus said, "it must lead to somewhere near Veblen Hall, and that's precisely where we want to go." "You're right," Violet said. "Sunny, forget about tying the rope to the doorknob. Someone might see it anyway and realize we've escaped. Just bring it down here. Do you think you can bite your way back down?" "Geronimo!" Sunny cried, which meant something like, "I don't need to bite my way back down," and the youngest Baudelaire was right. She took a deep breath and threw herself down the dark passageway, the coil of ersatz rope trailing behind her.